KUTX 98.9, I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A. We have a room full of our concert club members. Thank you. And we'd like to welcome a gentleman who's no stranger to Studio 1A. In fact, he, along with his buddies in Bright Light Social Hour, played the very first gig in Studio 1A before we even had walls. It was just a floor and some pillars, and they did a concert for the construction workers. Curtis Rausch is a member of that group, and he's stepping out on his own with a new album that comes out tomorrow called Cosmic Campfire Music. Welcome, Curtis.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
So Bright Light Social Hour has a really kind of big, boisterous sound, but the music on this sounds a little bit more low-key.
Yeah, and I think that's basically the reason why I'm doing this is, you know, over the years I've written songs that are like too soft for the band or kind of, you know, mellow in a way we couldn't quite make work. And I've just been thinking for years about like getting together some sounds that are more, songs that are more mellow. I really love a lot of soul music and Quiet Storm kind of R&B stuff and wanted to kind of work into that.
All right. You want to introduce the guys before we get started?
Yeah, absolutely. We have Edward Braliff, also plays with me in the Bright Light Social Hour. Bo Seaman here on guitar and harmony vocals. Abram Shook, who also plays in a band by his own name and with the Fever Bones on bass. And Brian O'Flynn on drums, who also plays with the Migrant Kids.
All right. And Curtis Rausch, vocals and guitar. What tune would you like to start out with?
We're going to play Get Away.
Freezing out by the way, said a woman, feels like a final way to stay out cold. Say a little loud, promises of violent time. Just to keep on track.
Curtis Rausch is our guest live in Studio 1A, and he's playing selections off his new album, Cosmic Campfire Music, which comes out tomorrow, and that was a tune called Getaway. So the album comes out of, in some degree of tragedy. You lost a member who was close to the Bright Light Social Hour, and also you were in a long-term relationship that terminated, and that was kind of the germination of these songs.
Yeah, the year after the Bright Light Social Hour released, our second album, Space Is Still the Place, was a real bad one. we lost Alex O'Brien, Jack's brother in the band, was our longtime manager, and my kind of romantic life was all like a mess. I moved in with my parents and was like living in my old bedroom.
And that was here in Austin.
Yeah. My parents live up in Round Rock, so staking out the suburbs. But yeah, it gave me also a lot of time to, examine my kind of emotions and the things I was going through. And, with these songs, it was really kind of an effort to make a like comfort food for myself. In Bright Light Social Hour, we spent a lot of time trying to make kind of challenging, political, more kind of experimental music. And this gave me an opportunity to just focus on comfort. Mm.
And you play all the instruments.
Well, not today.
Not today, but
it sounds better today.
Yeah, on the album. Was that by design, or how did that come about?
Yeah, I just wanted to. Yeah, I have a lot of love for the instruments of a rock band, and spending a lot of time working on Bright Light stuff and recording, I kind of grew all sorts of opinions on how I wanted to try doing like drums and synths and stuff. So it was fun to give myself a challenge to do the whole thing myself. And I also feel like it made it a little more like a fingerprint, like a extra personal.
So I don't know if you've read any of the stuff online talking about the album, but the term bedroom soul seems to come up all over the place. How would you describe bedroom soul?
It's easy because I wrote it, that one. The weird dark secret for a lot of that stuff is probably just a band member, like writes a lot of these press releases or something.
And then everybody copies it and it shows up in every press release.
So for me, it was like, I really like soul music and I wrote this in my parents' bedroom, so it's bedroom soul.
All right. We're talking today with Curtis Rausch, who has this new album out, Cosmic Campfire Music. You're doing an in-store at Waterloo Records today at 5 o'clock.
That's true.
Down at 6 in Lamar. And then you'll be playing some gigs around town during South by Southwest.
That's the case, yeah.
All righty. We get you to do another tune?
Absolutely. This next one is Real Love. Thank you.
We're here this afternoon with Curtis Rausch, listening to some new songs off of his new album, which drops tomorrow, called Cosmic Campfire Music. And you can catch them this afternoon, 5 o'clock at Waterloo Records down at 6th and Lamar. So for fans of the band, what's happening with Bright Light Social Hour these days?
Well, the Bright Light Social Hour, we just finished up our third full-length record. Spent about 2.5 months out in Los Angeles and got to work with one of our favorite producers, Chris Cody. We worked at Sunset Sound right on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. And there were a lot of days where he'd pull out like the Neumann U67 No. 1. And he's like, this is almost certainly Mick Jagger's mic from Exile on Main Street or Robert Plant's mic from Led Zeppelin 2. So we got to do that, which was maybe one of the most fun things I've ever done. So that'll be out as soon as we figure out a way to put it out.
All right. So do you think you'll be traveling around at least the state with this solo project, or is this a local thing?
I'd like to. There's no plans right now, but I've just been kind of sneaking this stuff in the cracks between band stuff for a while. But if there's like a little space in the spring or the summer to do some traveling, I'd like to.
All right. And if you can't catch them this afternoon at Waterloo Records, they'll be doing some shows around town during South by Southwest next month. Well, the band's going to do one more for our audience this afternoon. And the three songs will all be up online on our website at kutx.org. Thanks to Cliff Hargrove, who's our on-air engineer. Jake Perlman is our in-house engineer. Our video crew today is Jorge Sanhueza-Lyon, Gabriel Perez, and Montanique Monroe. And a big thank you to Deidre God, our producer, who puts all of this together for us. Curtis, thanks for coming in with the band. We appreciate it. Good luck with the album when it comes out tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Congratulations. And thanks, of course, to our concert club members who do a lot to support this station and keep us strong. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. I've got some Paul Simon tickets to give away and lots more music. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.